Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
Motivational speaker Matt Foley was one of Chris Farley's most memorable characters during his time as a cast member on Saturday Night Live. The character's less than perfect living arrangements inspired the name for the local band Foley's Van. The group will kick off music on the main stage at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue next Wednesday during Country and Roots Night. Foley's Van is comprised of Melissa Schock, Alan Swearingen, Patrick Calloway, Patty Steele, Chris Crivella, and Christian Jerry. Last week, all six band members paid a visit to the Firm & Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, they explained while they don't have a van, they are working on it, as well as saving enough money for some studio time. While they don't have a full-length album yet, Alan said they have recorded some songs.
We've got a demo, six songs, mm-hmm. seven songs, something like that, that we're doing for donations, but...
kind of a living room recording.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah,
it was done in our apartment.
It was a single mic condenser.
Yep.
And we had to stepped in and stepped out when it was our goes. And
sounds really good for that, for what it is, though.
Yeah.
So you have this living room demo, as you call it, and yeah. You said that you use just a single condenser mic. Is that how you guys prefer to perform, or do you guys all prefer when you're live to have... She's shaking her head.
We like to plug in. Just because we can... You know, we can level everything out. It's fun.
And
for sure.
Psychedelic.
And we like to mix it up. We do play bluegrass, and I feel like that's like a rock that we kind of hold on to.
Yeah.
But we love all kinds of music, and we like to incorporate all kinds of music.
I think we played just out of the box. I have no idea where it came from. We played Prince the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I sang with you.
Everybody
the whole time.
In Mojo's was up and dancing.
I was dancing.
Song.
I had no idea we were about to do that.
I think that's the funnest thing is taking other songs that we all like and
just changing
putting
it up.
A driving beat behind it and calling it our bluegrass style.
I really think of us
call it bluegrass.
Jamgrass than
jamgrass.
Yeah. Bluegrass. Because Bill Monroe would not be happy with what we're doing. But, you know, Bill Monroe wouldn't be happy with Flat and Scruggs, so hey, what'd he do?
Earl Scruggs would love it, so.
He'd love it, you're right.
Earl's a man.
We're the Newgrass.
Well, and the coolest thing is, I mean, we've got all this music. Tradition. We have the bluegrass instruments. We have the mandolin, the banjo, the upright bass. Every once in a while, harmonica, the spoons, washboard,
clarinet.
The clarinet. She plays the clarinet as well, and so it's just fun to take those instruments, and it just brings a completely different sound to it. Yeah. It's fun.
On your website, you say bluegrass, but not your mom paws. So what do you mean by that?
We like to put a new spin on it. I think. I mean, there's bluegrass. A lot of people say that bluegrass has already happened. You know, it's the old stuff. It's Bill Monroe, you know, Lester Flatt, and then Earl Scruggs and all that stuff. We just like to put a new spin on it. Like, we take stuff that you might hear every day, and we just put it to a different style. I don't know. We've added a few different things, elements like drums, the bass drum.
I think the songs that we've been writing and stuff are not traditional style songs.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
They're probably. If you sat down in a studio and added some synthesizers and things, it would probably be a really good pop song.
Probably.
It would be some mainstream pop music.
No, I really think it's definitely a modern.
And so what we've been able to do is incorporate that style.
How many songs do you guys have written? Because I know you're working on getting a van, but you're also working on getting money for studio time to record an album.
We have songs pieced together.
I mean, we've got a good...
12
songs, 10, 12 songs. I mean, a good album's worth. Some of them are not finished for sure.
The
you know, they're always in the making, tweaking.
Well, even after we write them, we'll perform them like 12 times or so. You know, through go to different states, and it will morph into a different thing.
And we don't record that much. And I think we all really enjoy live music. And I feel like that's what live music is. It's not the same song every time you play it, because more or less we have kind of the same set that we do, but I don't think it's ever really played the same way.
No. Well, experimental music for you people.
Experimental bluegrass.
There you go.
So it's
what's really a privilege is that everyone is able to, you know, they have pretty good social intelligence, so they're really able to read the crowd really well. So, I mean, we could tell, like, we have these little huddles, and we've been better about, you know, you know, keeping them to the 5 second rule. But well, we've got, I don't know, we've got this unset thing. We'll call out a song without a set list or anything, and we'll annex it or amend it. We'll be like, no, we're going to play this one. And then somebody will say this one, and we're like, yeah, that's the call. Let's do it now.
And they don't always remember to tell the whole band that they've decided.
Especially the newbies. the two newbies.
You just kind of got to learn to go on the fly.
You haven't tapped in. We've got like a wavelength, a mental wavelength.
But it's really zen because you got to learn not to focus. Don't focus on what they just said.
Right.
Focus on what's about to get done. I'm not saying I get involved. The more I'm with you guys, the more I make you guys get over there and get me into that. But it's real zen that way. And when we're playing too, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, I don't know which way we're going to go with that. And a lot of times you will hold stuff off longer if somebody's really ripping some killer riffs.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We'll keep going and get way more experimental, way more instrumental with parts of it.
For me, because I've only been like more of the new addition, but my favorite. Like, we've had a few shows since I joined. My first, like, full where I played the entire set was in Eureka. And it wasn't said that I was going to play the full set. We discussed, me and Alan said, well, maybe, you know, just bring everything. Because I have multiple instruments I play.
She has a suitcase.
Yeah, I do. I literally have a suitcase of instruments. And so I brought them all and set up. And then, you know, like, Chris had no idea that I was going to play the whole set. Because I didn't even know. But that's what happened. And it was magical. Like, and so then the second time we played at JJ's, that crowd was insane.
Yeah. JJ's is always a good time.
Oh, my gosh. They energized me to where I was playing washboard like I'd never played before. Like, I did not know who that girl was on stage. Like, that was insane.
I'm
that
playing
night.
Spoons on everybody.
Yeah, our
that
crowd.
Was fun. Yeah. That was
our
fun.
Crowd that comes out and watches us are awesome.
Oh,
they are
goodness.
So awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I don't have to drink coffee or an energy drink. I just get up there and
they energize you.
But you go ahead and do that. Every
time. Yeah. Maybe sometimes.
And it helps, too, that. Like, you know, that the band as a whole really connects that way. For me, playing on stage is definitely a crowd interaction. I do Absolutely. Better when there's participation from the crowd, even if it's just like, you know, a nodding of the head.
For
just
sure.
anything to give
it's
you
a,
that.
It's a show. I mean, it's mm-hmm. I think we're all very...
Showmen.
Exactly, showmen. I mean,
Women.
There's multiple people in the band, but I think we're all, in our own way, a front man or woman. And
good one. Brownie points.
We're very theatrical, I think, and I think everybody has it. I mean, whether it's we put our hair down, we rock and roll, or Patty will get around, I'll be on my drum, and she'll play spoons on my head and shoulders.
Yeah, yep. It's fun.
Yeah.
Well, you guys will be performing at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. Yes. Have you played there before?
We played there last year the Rogue was there. Mm-hmm. I think they turned into the Phoenix
it
now.
Is.
We played at the Phoenix about a week or two ago with John Henry and friends and Alassa. Mm-hmm. They're from Lawrence, Kansas. But
had them
we played
on the show recently.
Yes, I know.
They are awesome.
They're
great.
So we played there when it was the Rogue last year. We play at Bear's Place over on 15th Street.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first time on the main stage, and we're freaking
pumped,
excited.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna kick it off. I think we're actually the first band of the entire festival.
So.
Yeah.
Roots Americana night, Wednesday night. Yep.
I also want to throw a quick shout out to Joe Giles that's throwing this massive party rally. Mm-hmm. And he came and saw us out at Bear's Place out on 15th and was like, hey, I really want you guys to come and do this. And it's been just incredibly easy working with him.
Yeah.
And he also has a pretty good band too, Joe Giles and the Homewreckers. So we want to say thanks to him for having us.
We're really excited. Yeah.
You guys brought some instruments. You want to play something for me?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Got some stuff to do for sure.
This is called The Bottle Man.
Well, I got two tickets and I'm on the run. Turns out that I only need one.
That was Melissa Schock, Alan Swearingen, Patrick Calloway, Patty Steele, Chris Crivella, and Christian Jerry inside the Firman Garner Performance Studio. Together, they are Foley's Van, and they will kick off music on the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue main stage at 4 o'clock next Wednesday afternoon as part of Country and Roots Night. More information about the festival is available at bikesbluesandbbq.org. For more information on the band, you can visit facebook.com/Foley's Van.